We have the opportunity this morning to learn briefly in the room in which Rav Moshe Soloveitchik gave shiur. We're in room 101. The room in which Rav Moshe Soloveitchik apparently davened as well. The chair on the side. Son the Rav. Giving shiur many decades. That sense of context, that sense of Musar, hopefully should drive our ambitions in learning to be a part of the Rav, famously said in 1974, are the symposium of the generations, are the ongoing Masorah of conversation and learning. So we began to explore yesterday, we continue now to explore, the Gemara's second Kashan of Nachman. Nachman given a tzak, a scenario which has no mukzak and no marakama, no Eidim, no Shtar, no evidence whatsoever. Zemer Shalvosa, Zemer Shalvosa, what's the din? And Rav Nachman said, when you've got nothing, you say nothing. We don't have any muchzakas, we don't have any substantive raya. So then you say, Kol Da'alvar. Again, Chodesh Rishon we should have dealt with previously. How much of a, what exactly is Bezin's engagement in Kol Da'alvar? But there's a range of positions amongst Rishonim, but clearly, what they're definitely not doing is overtly issuing a psak. Maximum is either the Rambam said once a muchzak is developed, then we then act based on the muchzakas. Or as the Rosh said, midrabanan, once one is misgaber, we'll freeze the back and forth at that point. But certainly we're not overtly giving a psak the way we would in a case of shnei shtaros. Where it's already lekel and mekel of the milsa, a scenario where the case is closed, and as far as we can tell, we don't anticipate any more evidence, then Bezin would give some sort of a psak or another. We have no muksa, we have no marakama, we have no real evidence. Either we'll say shita the dainu, or we'll say yachloku. Okay. But then the Gemara goes on to ask, what about machlof par bachama? And again, as we said yesterday, Al-Pipashas, it's a second kasha against Rav Nachman. It is not a kasha on Shmuel, as Rashbam explained, as the Reyon explained. It's a second kasha on Rav Nachman, which is why Reyon opened by pointing out. This, we already limited Rav Nachman's kol da'al and gevar to a case where not only there's no muchzik, no marakama, no evidence, but also Ikkel and Mekel of the Milsa, there is still the possibility of evidence in the future. No evidence yet. We say Kol Da'al Gvar when it's no evidence yet. Ikkel and Mekel of the Milsa. We could still get more evidence in the future. It's entirely likely that someone will show up in a day, a week, or a month and say, oh yeah, I lived in this area 30 years ago, and I remember Reuben's grandparents lived in this house. Reuben's grandparents farmed this farm. Reuben's grandparents operate this factory. So if there's no evidence yet, but there may be evidence in the future, that's what we say called Da'al Gvar. That's what the first thing that the Rabbi Yonah tells us about the second kasha is, this case also is Ikka L'meikam L'demilsa. Machal Par B'chavar, the Mishnah B'chavar, the Tiyat Dafkov, we don't yet know whether the Par was born before or after the Kenyan, because the Kenyan took place remotely. The king of the para via Kenyan Chalipin took place in both Mokra and Lokeach were located on the donkey farm. Neither one was present. Al pi pashtus, assuming it's the Shema. Neither one was present when the para gave birth. So neither one knows whether the Vlad was born before or after the Shasa Kenyan, but other people might know. We don't even know who the other people might be. We weren't there. So we don't even know whom to ask necessarily. So that's why Zmenion explains it's Ikka L'meikam L'demilsa. It's not like the Shnei Shtaros, where we know exactly who was at the two transactions and we can figure out who the possible Eidim are here. There's an open pool of Eidim. Who knows who may have been wandering through the farm? Maybe not quite as open as Zer Meshav Osai, but open enough that we can still qualify that as Ikka L'meikam L'demilsa. So that first answer is not going to cut it. Yes, we know there are not going to only talk about cases of Ikkel, Mekel, and Demilsa, but this is also Ikkel, Mekel, and Demilsa. And yet, the Mishnah didn't say, oh, we have no evidence, we have no Muxer, no Marakama, and maybe more evidence is coming in, so throw up our hands, call the Angar. No! We were comfortable saying Yachloku. So why is Rav Nachman so paralyzed? He has to say, call the Angar. Say Yachloku, like the Mishnah. Mishnah says Yachloku. Well, why can't he say, why can't Rav Nachman say Yachloku? Why is he resorting to pulling back and saying, call the Angar? Why doesn't Rav Nachman say Yachloku the way the Mishnah in Bava Metzia says Yachloku? So again, that's the Gemara's second kasha. And again, as we already processed yesterday, the first issue Rishon raised is, are you so sure it's a kasha of Nachman as opposed to Shmuel? And even if, as the Rashi points out, reading the Gemara, you get the impression that it's a kasha of Nachman, it's not a kasha of Shmuel, and reading the Gemara in Ksubas, they did not ask as a kasha. In the real sugya, the main sugya of Rav Shmuel, we didn't ask it there. How come it's not a kasha of Shmuel? Okay, so that we dealt with yesterday. Rashbamet said his approach to Shuda the Daini that it actually has to do with assessing the substance of the case, that's not relevant. That's not relevant to Machapar Bachamar. There's nothing to assess. And Rabbeinu Yonah had raised two other possibilities. Either he did not like so much the idea of chalking it up to Ikla Mekam Lakma Mekam. Ikla Mekam Lakma Mekam, he had said, that's a relevant chiluk if you're trying to explain when you say Kol Da'al Gvar. Kol Da'al Gvar is a lack of tzak. So it makes sense to say, oh, we only give a lack of psak when there's more evidence to come. Ikka l'meikam ala denilsa. So that's a chiluk with a hezber. It's a distinction that makes a difference. But that whether you anticipate more evidence or not doesn't really seem to have to do with shuda versus yachloku. That's what Ben Yonah says. It's a distinction without a difference. It's a chiluk without a hezber. Something, there is a chiluk that doesn't help me. Why would that be a rationale to say yachloku versus shuda? The fact there's more evidence to come, why is it relevant? It's relevant to call the halvar. It's not relevant to chaluka versus shuda. They're both different methods of basin giving a psak. And that's why he rejected that answer. But he gave a different answer. Again, we saw yesterday. The answer he had given was what? Was, it's not a kasha for Shmuel because, okay, it's a Tana against Shmuel. We know there are Tanaim against Shmuel. The Gemara Ksuba has dealt with that. The point that they're also Tanaim in favor of Shmuel. The Machlok is that Tanaim. Rav and Shmuel are really arguing over Hada Paskin of the pre-existing Machlok Tanaim. The Machlok is that Tanaim, Chalukah versus Shuda. The Rav and Shmuel differ on which sheet it's a Paskin. Just like, you know, the Machaber, by analogy, is the Machlok is Rambam and Tosas. So the Shulchan Aruch will say like the Rambam. And the Ramah will say like Tosas. They're arguing over how to pass the Machlokes Rishon. That's what's going on over there. Rav and Shmuel are arguing how to pass the Machlokes Tanan. So the fact you have one Tana who agrees with Rav, it doesn't really bother me. So then why is it a kasha of Nachman? But then you would say, ah, but Nachman is bothered by this Mishnah because, unlike Shmuel, he has no Tana. So he hasn't found any Tana anywhere who said Kol Da'al Gvar. We find Tanam who say Shuda, we find Tanam who say Yachloku. We don't have any Tanam. Fantastic. We don't have any Tanam who say Kol Da'al Gvar. So Rav Nachman is much more vulnerable to attack than Shmuel is. He doesn't have any Tana in his favor. So he's going to have to explain how every single Tana is not talking about his case. And that was exactly what needs to happen. So that was, again, the first issue that we showed him raise in the Gemara's Kasha is the question of Shmuel versus Rav Nachman. But then the second issue, which we just left off with yesterday, we should dive into, is the question of Sumchus. One second. The Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf had told us that this Yachaloku in the Mishnah, Sumchus says Yachaloku, because Sumchus ignores Chassid's Marakamim. But the Chachamim don't say Yachaloku, the Chachamim say Mocher wings. So why is the Gemara asking him not to say Yachloku? That's a Sumchus Dibidim. It's impossible like Sumchus. Let's take a look at Tosis. We began to tickle Tosis yesterday in June. Now let's actually take a look. Ein lo chiyach nikan, the Ba'am Tos Manehim, no? Ein lo chiyach nikan alach the Sumchus. You cannot prove from here that the Din is like Sumchus. As in, right, when you read that, what does that tell you? That some people do. As a matter of fact, if you turn for a moment to Daf Samach Gimel, Tosis is even more explicit. Less lengthy, but more explicit. The top Tosis, Samach Gimel. Samach Gimel Alf, yes, thank you. Samach Gimel Alf. Gimel Asel Ein. In the third line, he says, Pasak Rabbeinu Shmuel. Right, Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam, Paskins, the Shmaitin, the called Alvar, the Halacha Kisuvah. In the sugya called Algar, our sugya, Ashbab says we do pass like simchas. And here they know Allah Kesimchas. But Tosa says, I disagree. We don't pass like simchas. But Moshe Pirashti Bechestas Abatim. As I explained in Chestas Abatim. And there you go. It tells you where to look. Well, the El Daf Lanaham Ralph, Vibra Maslamai. So Tosa here is very brief, they're right to the point. There are Rishonu passing like simchas, specifically the Ashbab. But Tosa says, I don't find it compelling. Now, we understand why you would say it. Okay, if you're asking Akasha from the Yachalotu, so apparently it's a problem. Apparently we find that to be Halacha L'maisa. So he says, Tosa says, no. Ain't Lachiyach Mikad Halacha Simchas. This sugya is not a proof to the Apostolic Simchas. Midaparach, just simply from the fact that we asked Akasha, asked a Pirka from him, why? It's true that in Bava Mitzir Daf Kuf we said that the Psak and the Mishnah Yachlok was only the Tzumchus, and the Chacham would disagree. But why would they disagree? They would disagree because the Gemara said, Cheskes Marakama. Bukamina Becheskes Marakama. We find the Chazaka of the money. Again, that language is sort of open. Whether it means like the ksos, that there's a chazaka to make a car on the money, or it means like the kunshla sekas, that there's a muchzakas on the money. Either way, based on the chesed marakam. Remember that the machlokas brothers, what's the lump of the chesed marakam? But either way, you could definitely refer to it as a chazaka of the money. Chazaka to the money. Halav haki. Again, the only reason that the chachamim didn't say achloku is because remember that when we learned about Mitzvah Daf Kuf, they said there's a higher point in the hierarchy, which is chesed. They have something better. Chesed is marakama. The halav haki. There's no chesed is marakama. Then no do achloku. Then they will freely agree that we say achloku. That's a point that we had seen in Tosa. You remember in Tosa above Mitzvah Daf Kuf as well. Tosa above Mitzvah also made that point. And the chachamim agree achloku. They just think that a stronger move is Cheskes Marakam. But the Chacham, remember, Tosa that subtly, we had feared ice based on careful reinforcements there. If the Chacham, there are three points on the totem pole. If there's a Muchzuk, the Hashta, Muchzuk wins. If there's no Muchzuk, the Hashta, Mez Bagam, then Cheskes Marakam wins. If there's no Cheskes Marakam, Tosa employed, then even the Chacham would agree, but then you say, Yachlok. Fundamentally, everyone says Yachlok, but just the Chachamim think that Chesed Marakama takes precedence. So that's so essentially what Tosis is saying is that the Kashir is not from Simchas. The Kashir is from everybody. The Kashir is from the Rabbanan. Why? Because Rav Nachman's case obviously lacks any Chesed Marakama. No Marakama, Zemar Shabbos, Zemar Shabbos. You have no idea who used to own it. That's the whole question. You have no clue who used to own it. That's what we want to know. Oh! So then, even the Chama be there, no Marakama. And we would say, Yachlo. And then he discusses that Gemara and Talmud Gimel. There's different ways to read that Gemara. Whether that Gemara is Pasnek Simchas or not. But let's pick up on the third one. V'nir Adena Alchakas Simchas. Abagav Divakam Makomu Saslan Tanakavasa. Although it's true that there are several Stamishnayas like Simchas, we saw two of them. Bava Kalam and Bav, and Bav Mitzia Daf Kuf. Both of them we had seen previously. When the Mishnah said, when the Gemara began to say, oh, the Mishnah says, Yachloku, Zut Divrei Simchas, but we don't pass in that way. And that's how the Gemara had said in Bava Kalam and Bav. And then in Bav Mitzia also the Gemara said, ah, that Mishnah that says Yachloku, that ignores the Chesed Marakama, that's Simchas. So even how many Simchas? So even though we have these two Stamishnayas both aligned with Simchas, and there may be a third as well, potentially, we didn't see the Mishnah above Mitzir Tav Tzayin Daf. However, says Tosus, there are a number of Stamishnayas In other words, there is a fair amount of evidence to pass my simple. Number one, a series of Stamish nights. Number two, the Gemara here, the Shaka, the Kasha Rami Hamel. The Kasha Rami Hamel from Nafgat. I the Stamish nights. Yours says yes, Post says yes, but. Kasavar Shmuel Kirabanan. Shmuel Pasna Kirabanan. How do you know? Kidamim, Bresha Parah. The Gemara and Bava Kala, remember that? Omar Shmuel, Zudivay Sumchas. This is what Sumchas says. Abachachalom Rims, that called all the dinner most of the Kabir of Araya. So, how does that prove that Shmuel holds on Zaka Kabir? So, in two ways. Tosas mentioned one, right now, which is the language of Shmuel, is also arrived from the content of Shmuel. The language of Shmuel is Mashmazu Velo Svirle. He said, this is what Sumka says, but the Chachamim say otherwise. So the language sounds like, we don't pass it, Zoo, below Sirila. This is what Sumka says, but that's not actually how we pass it. And then Tosa goes on to say, the Gemara later in Bava Basra, the Perek Beis Kur, the seventh Perek, says, if the Zoo is Sirila, you do sometimes have cases where the Amor will say, this is the words of so-and-so, and there's no sarcastic implication, no implication of Basmati. So he said, yeah, the Gemara found one case where that happened. In the Zoo decision, there could be a case where Amor might say Zoo, and it doesn't imply that he rejects it. Mihu, but still, Stam Zoo, usually, Zoo was here. So, it may not be true 100% of the case, but in general, if I say, oh, yeah, that Mishnah is Sumchas, but the Chavis say otherwise, the typical implication is, it's a nice Mishnah, but not Halach Olamayit. And then number two, not only from the language of Shmuel, but also from the content of Shmuel. Remember, what does Shmuel go on to say? Chavis says that called Gal Bedin. And the Gemara might ask, what tzad that called Gal Bedin? And we gave two explanations, Bari Veshema and Ro. He says, Shmuel says, Holchimim, ain't Holchimim, Raman, Akaro. Why? Because they're called the Obedin, Amosekareh, Baraya. So clearly, Shmuel is accepting not only the Chachamim against Sumchas, but the most robust version of the Chachamim. It's a called the Obedin, and you don't even, in either row, cannot overcome Moshe Nekadero, all of the right. Kidamrin Hassan. Inami, part of the Gemara Bava Kama. Zeth Hadol Bedin, Evochihad, the Shemokh Shar Lachadeh, and then Zanatkan. That was the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel about Rov versus Mufsuk. Mashma, Zeth Hadol, Afilo Moch Shar Lachadeh, and then Zabot Zimek Amer of the Rav. Kosh gave the Puk, the Simchas Rabbana. The Safar Shmuel, Amor Zimek Amer of the Rav. And then he has more other Rayas as well. Other riots as well, he keeps going more and more riots that we pass like that time against. So number one, so that brings us back. That's what Tosfos was angry for originally, suggesting. It wasn't just a open shiloh. Oh, do we see from this Gemara pass or not? That would be a worthy shiloh. We need to know the pass like some of the maybe this Gemara is a riot. But it's more than only a shiloh. It was a shiloh, but it was also a kasha. Because Bava Basra Rabbi Hey sounds like you pass like Simchas, but Bava Kama and Bav sounds like we totally reject Simchas. That's why Tosas was not only entering the Shaila, but being Yashin, the Kasha. Being Yashin, the Kasha. So that was the approach of Tosas, and that's also the approach of the middle of Rabbi Yona. He says essentially the same thing. And that was the comment of the Haggadah Ashri as well. We'll close with this. You look in the Rush here, you're not going to find, this is not where the Rush deals with the question of Sufism and the Chachamim. But the Haggadah Ashri does make a comment from the Mahariyak, Abedi Yechizkiel, Haggadah Ashri, and the Sufism of Gimel. Says, Dayak Olga, leave with the Sufism. However, Mihu, Milsa, Lesbia, Testus, Marakama, Modra, Ban, Yachlokmi. So, in three, four very brief lines, he gives you the psak and the teretz of Tosis. There it is in a nutshell. But now we fully appreciate the Gemara's kasha. We weren't just asking from Simchas, but from the Chachamim as well, because the Chachamim fundamentally, according to all the Nishonim, Tosis, here Baba Basra, and Tosis and Baba Matsya, and Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Gaal Sashi, all say, fundamentally, the Chachamim also be Yachlova. They just said, if the Chesed's Marakam, that takes precedence. If there is no Chesed's Marakam, so Chachamim and Simchas both agree that we should say Yachlova. That's a tremendous kash against Rav Nachman. All the Tanam are arrayed against you. How do you say how do you not say Yachaloku? But you have the combined force of Sukkot and the Chachamim. Pick your poison. Whoever you posture like, it's irrelevant. They both hold that in your case, if you don't Marakama, you should say Yachaloku. How do Rav Nachman dare to disagree? And again, you say the kash against Rav Nachman, the kash against Shmuel, the kash against Rav Nachman. The Tarek will get to mention tomorrow is this concept of Gerara Dimamona. What exactly is Gerara Dimamona? I'm going to begin to look at some Rishonim, but I try to piece together the different comments of Rishonim on the circuit to get a good, clear sense of what this mysterious Gerara Dimamona. And then once we have that together, we're going to have a chance to look back at some of what we had seen earlier, and this final kind of Gerara Dimamona is going to pull together a lot of the circuits into give us a very strong sense of structure in Bavitzia.cook as well. Go ahead.
Well, bad timing. I mean, that was really bad timing.